This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In early August, the Kuching High Court chose not to proceed with the case of Ahmad Shukri Yusof, a 22-year-old man accused of raping a 14-year-old girl. This decision came after Ahmad Shukri married his victim under Sharia law and submitted his marriage license to the court. The teenager also withdrew her complaint. This series of developments has shone a spotlight once again onto the practice of child marriage in Malaysia, as too often young rape survivors find themselves quickly engaged and married to their rapists. Vijay Bhaskar, Program Executive at Protect and Save the Children, talks about some of the dangers that face child brides.
We strongly feel marrying off the victim to the rapist is never a solution in child marriage. By doing so, the child victim is really pushed to live a life of long-term trauma and fear. And it also puts the child in a very high level of vulnerability for physical violence and for sexual exploitation within the families of the rapists. If you look at some of the facts and some of the research studies at the international and at the domestic levels, the research put girls who get married and who give birth within the age of 15 are 5 times more likely to die during childbirth. And, you know, it also says their first sexual experiences for their child brides are more towards forced. So child marriage shouldn't be seen as a solution for any other societal issues.
But where do they get permission to marry in the first place? Non-Muslims below the age of 18 have to apply to the Menteri Besar of their home state, but Muslim boys who are under 18 and Muslim girls under 16 have to apply to the Sharia courts. Tan Hyang Lee, Communications Director of the Women's Aid Organisation, elaborates.
Under the current Sharia family law, the law states that the Sharia court can give permission for girls below the age of 16 to marry in quote-unquote, in certain circumstances. So the law doesn't actually outline what are the conditions under which the court will grant permission. So right now, from what we gather, is that it's mostly based on the discretion of the court. So that can be an issue. As far as we know, there isn't any standard operating procedures in place to ensure that these provisions are not being abused, as in what we have seen in the Ahmad Shukri Yusof case. There's a bit of conflict between Sharia law and also the criminal law. What happens is that Sharia courts are, you know, giving permission for these children to get married, and you know, these child brides will eventually have sexual intercourse. But however, under the penal code, non-consensual sex in marriage is not criminalized. In other words, marital rape is legally allowed under the penal code. And because this child bride is the abuser's quote-unquote wife, this abuser will not be charged on marital rape. So there's a need for us to harmonize all these laws to ensure that there isn't this conflict.
Malaysia is party to a number of conventions that would have direct impact on the situation faced by these child brides if they were implemented to full effect. Vijay explains the rights accorded to children under the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child basically outlines about the 4 main rights, which is the rights for survival, which include basic hygienic needs, access to healthcare system, and it also talks about right to development, which includes the physical development, spiritual development, mental development, and it talks about right to protection from all forms of abuse and neglect and exploitation. And the last one is the right to participation, because every child has a right to participate in any event that impacts their own life. So they need to be included and their voices need to be heard and their opinions need to be taken into consideration. So that's the 4 major rights of the children under the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Hyang Lee points out that despite ratifying the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW, Malaysia has not yet completed the move towards true gender equality.
The CEDAW, also known as the UN Women's Convention, ensures that women are treated with equity. So Malaysia actually ratified this convention in 1995. However, we haven't actually domesticated this convention, meaning that right now, a lot of Malaysian laws are still not really consistent with CEDAW. So in actually 2006, the CEDAW committee actually recommended that Malaysia enacts a Gender Equality Act to ensure that CEDAW provisions are able to be enforced in Malaysia, and women rights groups like WAO have actually presented the draft bill to the ministry. But so far, we are still waiting, you know. We've been waiting for change to happen, and we hope that with cases like this, there will be renewed calls for a Gender Equality Act in Malaysia.
Vijay feels that spreading awareness of the harmful effects of child marriage could help to minimise the number of children faced with this situation each year.
We strongly feel there needs to be a lot of awareness and education at the community level, because there is a big gap in the society in terms of understanding child marriage from a broad development perspective. Many parents still feel that marriage is a solution for their child to be protected from sexual relationship or as a solution to poverty situation of their own family. So I think there needs to be more awareness programs focused on addressing and preventing child marriage at the community level.
Kiang Lee agrees but believes education cannot be taken in isolation.
I think education is one component, but I think beyond education, there's also, you know, cultural attitudes or societal attitudes that needs to be shifted, because just education alone, you know, may not be sufficient to address something as deep as societal attitudes. This situation happens because of societal attitudes towards, you know, rape and also any sexual assault. So society often blames rape survivors and excuses the rapist. So, you know, the survivor and family may feel ashamed. They may feel that they had done something wrong, even though it's clear that it isn't the fault of the survivor and that the rape is a crime that has been committed against her. These parents may feel the need to cover up the incident and then force the child to marry the rapist. And in addition to that, there's also the, you know, sexist standards of purity, which only apply to women. So society also shames women for any sexual contact, even those that women did not consent to, such as rape. So then, you know, parents may fear that their daughters may not be able to find, you know, a partner, and then they feel that it's necessary for the daughter to marry the rapist, which is very concerning. And I think it's time that we unpack some of our societal attitudes surrounding rape and recognize that our priority must always be to protect the survivor, not to excuse the rapist or to keep shame on the survivor.
However, when civil society organizations do attempt to address trends surrounding child marriage, Vijay points out a vital gap in the available information.
Any data with regards to children, such as child abuse, particularly sexual abuse, is not openly available for the public. And this remains one of the challenges for the NGOs, because without the statistics, we are unable to analyze the trends of the issues or even to map the most vulnerable communities, analyze the gaps in programs and services. So statistics has always been our challenges, and that's not available for the public. And that's what we have been advocating with the government. The statistics should be open and available for everyone to know, so we can deliver better effective programs.
That being said, Women, Family and Community Development Minister Datuk Sri Rohani Abdul Karim has come out against child marriage several times in the last year, with her latest statement pledging to intervene before individuals charged with rape are allowed to marry their victims. Hyang Lee, however, is sceptical.
Right, so as far as we know, the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development has not taken such a stance before, and we have not seen any follow-through in terms of substantive policy and action. So, you know, we want to see what steps the ministry will take. And as of now, we really don't know what the ministry means when they say that they will intervene, whether that means that they will prevent the Sharia court from giving permission, or does that mean that they will assign child protectors in the courts. We are not sure. And I think it's important that we ask for what exactly this entails. In addition to that, WAO and other women's groups, you know, have been lobbying for a complete ban in child marriage. And, you know, that's really what we want to see happening in Malaysia, because even with intervening, you know, there is a chance that there may be survivors who fall through the cracks, because there's no guarantee. So it's better if we work upstream by amending these laws and preventing child marriage from happening in the first place, because intervention is basically just remedial steps. And if you want to have a good policy, we should be looking at prevention.
Hyang Lee believes that action needs to be taken to prevent these cases from taking place in future.
You know, if I were to just summarize, I think this incident really shows that there needs to be renewed calls. And I think we have seen these calls for outright ban on child marriage. And, you know, WAO and other women's groups have been advocating against child marriage for so long, and we've been waiting for years and years to see action. And I think it's come to the point where we cannot afford to wait anymore. Our lawmakers must take action and prevent cases like this from happening again. I really hope that we won't have to hear of another case such as Ahmad Shukri Yusof.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.